Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right. Love you guys.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, baby. Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
Hey, it's Pat.
It's Kat. And hey,
it's for horses. And hey, it's for horses. This is Seek Treatment, a podcast.
A podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Now, I have to be honest. I'm terrified right now.
No, it has nothing to do with you.
I know, but it's your energy is so scary right now. It's actually a horror picture. It's actually something. The It Thing from the Swamp, the famous 1960s horror film.
I was actually just getting railed.
Oh, cool.
But no, I have something I want to tell you, but not on the pod.
Wait, can you give me a small hint just to like quench a small little piece of my little brain?
Yeah. I'll chat. How do I chat? Go chat.
Zoom is British because you're always chatting to people. Oh, fascinating. That's very you.
You're mean.
No, but you know, everything old is new again. It's like we're back in 2018.
I was just in the toilet and I was like, why has the podcast come full circle? And we're literally in the exact same situation we were in 4 or 5. What year is it? Almost 5 years ago. 4 years ago.
Truly,
Yeah.
almost 5 years ago. So I texted you last night. I forgot what I do when I'm single, which is so fucked
Tell
up
me
and
everything.
twisted. Well, I just like started going on all the apps and like, you know, they're designed to ruin your brain. They're designed to make your brain bad. They're designed to like truly alter the chemical.
What pickies do you choose?
I have some
You should upload your profile to the
Absolutely never. Now,
Patreon.
I'll do like, I honestly will do like, just regular. Some like, I'll do like that bathing toupee I posted on story that time will be like my
Such a good
main.
one. Such a
My butt looks
classic.
good in it,
Yeah.
and
And butt is
then some,
huge.
but it's huge. And then
Across
sometimes
all
I do like a
platforms, but especially
private that'll
dating
be,
apps.
yeah. So whatever, but anyways, I was talking to this guy who's like looks hot on pictures, but it's like no one looks like no one's hot in person, like in the world. There's not a human
Well,
being alive today who's hot in person.
you know what it is? They're hot in person until you realize they're available. When they're unavailable, they're so hot in person. And then when you're like, oh, they're actually wanting to kiss me, it's like up close.
Yeah. Well, sometimes even it's so hard to say because it's like no one from Grindr is hot in person or something. Is
Maybe
that
that's it.
I just like
But
anyways.
that can't be so.
I always get there. I'm already like, oh, this is like, I understand how the pictures you sent are true, but also you need to understand how they're not true. And that's okay. But then like it is, it's also, I also, this is like maybe interesting, maybe bad, maybe not
I'm
interesting.
interested. I'm
But
interested.
like, I do think there's an element of like internalized homophobia where like, especially if it's like an older guy and you're subscribing into this like daddy world, you imagine their mannerism, or like you get there and they're like they are gay, they're gay, you know what I mean? Like, so they'll be acting gay and they'll
You
be
get there
talking
and they're
gay.
gay. You thought you were hooking up with a straight dad. You
So
literally
it's
thought you were
just,
hooking up with a straight closeted dad,
well,
and
it's
they're
just you
gay.
assign a certain like mannerism to these people,
Totally.
and then you get there, it's different, and the
Well,
energy is
that's why pictures
different.
are hard in general. It's like you picture someone's voice and the way they carry themselves, and then it's like completely different, and you're like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, where is the man? Where's the man standing still, looking at the camera,
Yeah,
smiling?
be still. Don't move. Don't move. Don't
Be still my heart.
move.
Be still my heart. So
Don't say a
then,
word and don't move.
now another thing. Now this is a phenomenon. There's a
Yeah.
certain taste that a lot of people have when you kiss them. It's, I would say, 50% of the population has this taste,
What is the
and
taste?
it's an indescribable taste. It was actually almost exclusive to people from Grindr. It's so bizarre. And as soon as I say, as soon as I start kissing someone, they taste like the Grindr taste. And like, it's a huge, it's the
No.
grossest taste ever.
How would you
So then
describe
I
the
start
grinder
already,
taste?
it like maybe almost sour or something, but not like sour, like not sour, like a
Is
Sour
it kind
Patch
of
Kid. That would
like
be delicious. Almost like sour cream.
interesting? Is it kind of like when someone has been drinking, but then they like have gum?
Maybe it maybe is that,
You know,
but I don't even know if it is that.
I randomly get so turned on when I kiss someone who's a cigarette smoker. It's
Me
like tastes
too.
good to
Me
me.
one
Yeah.
thousand percent too. Me
So that's
one
not the
thousand.
grinder taste.
No, that is a
You should
taste I
bottle the grinder
welcome.
taste and sell it.
Yeah, it's like a gag gift. So
I
anyways, he had the grinder taste. He already was like, I just like
think,
wasn't
yeah.
attracted in person, and I was like, what have I done? Because then you're like, okay, do I have to like fully have sex with this person now? Like, what's the social contract we've made? You know what I
I
mean?
think you
Like,
never have to do something you don't want to do.
so yeah, I
Dove.
was like gonna go through it, and I literally was like making out and like literally pretending like I was just going into my family. The work I was
Yeah.
doing to make it work was
Yeah.
crazy. The
5-act
mental,
play, check
yeah.
off,
I
instant.
had written a 5-act play around
Yeah, of
this
course.
man to enable myself to, and then like, and also he was like, he had just moved into his place too, which I actually relate to him on this, but he didn't have any like curtains. So he was like, it was like anyone who like looked
So
in
the
could.
Paps were gonna snap you like they snapped Hilary Duff giving her hockey player fiance head after he proposed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if that's the actual facts, but I remember once where she was giving head after being proposed to on a balcony.
Oh, I don't actually remember that.
Which I celebrate. I would suck a dick so sweet. I would suck a dick so sweet after getting, if they popped the question. Like a lollipop.
I'm going to do it on Sunday, so we'll see how it goes, won't we?
You know what's really scary is I'm at a place in my life where I'm receiving text messages from the brand Skims, and it has to stop.
That's crazy. I'm not funny at all.
Are you joking? I'm laughing.
My show has to go well My show has to go well at LA, I feel, or else I'll be really dumb.
I'm a little nervous. You know, I haven't performed live comedy since the first week of September. But you know what? You know what? We need to get over this because one of the many gifts the beautiful pandemic gave us was showing you that you can actually not do comedy for 2 calendar years and then tape your special. And actually, it's one of the best specials I've ever seen. So fuck off.
It's different when it's your special and it's like, this is all of my stuff. It's like, what I have the most anxiety around is like doing a show and doing jokes I've already done, not even for a special, just like at Dynasty Typewriter again. Like, everyone's gonna be mad at me. Do you know what I mean?
I actually don't know what you mean because that's what everyone loves to hear. I feel like I love doing stuff over because you know it's gonna go well.
I, of course, JFL posted my like computer charger bit, not funny at all. And like,
I love that bit.
I like it too, usually when I'm saying it. When I'm watching it, I'm like, ew. And I hate my voice.
That literally yesterday, I was like, my friend has this joke where he says this, and I told someone, and they were laughing so much.
I'm just like so over it. And I hate that my voice when I say it. I just hate my voice. I wish it was different. It's like not cool anymore. I love
it. It makes me so happy.
It's literally not cool anymore. I'm over it. And like, like some people were like liking it, but then like a lot of people were like, this isn't funny at all. And I was like, I absolutely agree. Like,
I've gotten so many evil comments on everything I've ever.
No, I know, but one was, like... I know, and you read them to me, bitch.
Okay.
Wait, there was
on air, bitch.
Wait.
I also love this phenomenon of like not. Sorry, go on.
No, you go. I find it.
No, just like I love this phenomenon also of like not being fat enough, but not being skinny enough. Like, either the if I say like I'm not skinny, people are like, you don't know what it's like. And if I say I'm fat, people are like, you look straight size. I'm like, actually, I've been straddling the line between straight size and plus size my entire adult life. And don't tell me if I'm allowed to be a certain way because. I'll never forget when I was 18 years old, I wore a size 6 J. Crew skirt, but I've also worn a size 16.
Okay. Someone said, so, and this person is listening.
I love it. I love it. Like, it's like, that's what this podcast is. It's like for us to just throw out.
So, okay. So I'm sorry, let me hear the comments. Yeah. Someone who I don't want anyone to like go on. I don't want anyone to do anything about this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't, no yeah, one do anything. Don't. This no, is no. just
we can,
me
we can fight our own. I can't always fight my own battles, but sometimes I can.
I know. Sometimes I actually love when y'all like come but in.
When y'all come through, I'll never forget when the Truth Loose came into the Netflix comments and were like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I was like, that's exactly what I need.
So it's funny. Okay, so this person who's a comedian in his own right, when I look at his Instagram profile, he does have 491 followers, which is not a barometer of success. It's just something that's part of the puzzle. So he said, wow, this was really not funny, which is whatever. Someone said not funny. I know someone said not funny, clever, but not funny, which is like, I'm like, thank you. So then someone said, love Pat. Someone said, love Pat. And then that same person said, wow, this is really not funny. Comment on someone saying love Pat and said, hate Pat, hearts.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Hate. They I'm hate you because consistent. You just... They didn't like your jokes, but now they hate you. That makes sense.
I know.
That makes sense.
And also, it's like that shirt. I remember, first of all, my hair looks so bad. That shirt looks so
I hate how mean you are to yourself. It hurts me to hear. It hurts. You're hurting me.
Yeah. Well, we have to discuss the message I received, which this person,
I'm obsessed.
It felt so nothing bad. I feel like I thought it because I was like, well, that nothing but love to this person. I totally get it. But, you know, I posted, first of all, I was having a strange experience around the Truth posted an early quote where I said, Rachel Ray was in the Gilmore Girls revival and she did a really bad job. And I shared that to my story, but then I almost immediately felt badly because I have changed.
Do you feel too close to Rachel Ray now and at your level of success?
No, just because I'm just like, why would you be mean to anyone online? Like, there's never like any. It's
well, having now seen mean comments about yourself online, it's like, oh wait, what is this accomplishing? Like, you seem insane because he's even if the most famous person,
right? Everyone's isn't going to see it. It's changed the way I tweet about reality TV, the way I tweet about any like celebrity or anything, even the way I talk. So it is like, and I think it also it's just like. Whatever, everyone's an emotional pain, even Rachel Ray. And that is my favorite line from almost the whole girl.
Title of app, Rachel Ray is an emotional pain.
Everyone's an emotional pain, even Rachel Ray. That's my favorite, almost one of my favorite lines in all of Girls was the series finale when Lorraine, her mom, they're upstate. She has the baby and her mom screams, an emotional pain, Hannah.
Wait, you just cut out. What does she scream?
Oh, everyone's an emotional pain, Hannah.
I honestly could really hear Becky Ann Baker in the way you did that line reading. She's so good.
Yeah, I
can really hear it.
Thanks, girl. So anyways, I shared because it was funny. It's such a random funny thing to say because it wasn't topical at the time. It's certainly not topical now. And then I felt badly. And then they used this picture from San Francisco, which I remember. And I did not like how I looked in the picture, which is okay. And I practice self-love each and every day.
And they can't all be home runs.
I can't all be home runs. And I was feeling kind of like, oh, like about that picture. But, you know, I think I'm also really in my head. And this is something. But, you know, I'm shooting a little small scene of something coming up. And I have been so in my head about my physical appearance. And it really has been triggering. It's been triggering like old, really bad behavior, not bad behaviors, but it's just been putting me in not the healthiest mindset, I think. Anyways,
it's a shame because it's so cool. It's so cool when you're working and it's a shame that would take away from like the fun of it.
I know. It's very like,
I had to shoot this last week a scene in lingerie.
Wow.
And little me was like, you know, old fears were like, oh my God, I'm going to look horrible. And I had to just like look myself in the mirror and I was like, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing to say, but I was like, honey, your body's only going to get worse from here on out. So you better enjoy how you look today in this little get up. And the makeup artist had to truly apply concealer to like these ingrown hairs on my inner upper thigh. And I was like, this is
Hollywood. It's almost erotic. If
it wasn't, it was actually one of the least sexy things that's ever happened to me.
For me, if you're anywhere near my upper legs, it's getting erotic. I don't care what the context is.
I have like this patch of like weird, I never shave. Like I usually don't shave the top of my thighs because it's not that hairy, lol, but I have all these little ingrown hairs. Anyways, I haven't seen the footage, but hopefully I'll look okay. But also I don't care, as long as the performance is good, I don't care.
Totally.
I love being an actress so much. I can't even tell you, every time I'm being an actress, I'm so good at it. I'm so happy.
I know, that's amazing. I think I have been affected by, you know, the one time I ever was really close to a part that would have been like recurring on something, like I was so, so close. It was me and another person and I didn't get it. And I've just in my head, I think without realizing it, really equated it to my physical appearance and like, so whatever. So I think I just am working through that. And like, and the fact is, it's not because my physical appearance, it's because I'm really bad at self-tapes, and that's important to think about and to remember and just sing from the mountaintops. No,
it's never about that. It's like everyone is so, even if you think someone's like your quote-unquote type, everyone is so, so different.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with you.
So I shared the thing of me saying that Rachel Ray with the picture that I wasn't obsessed with. And then someone said, I love this picture. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I've been wrong this whole time. Maybe it is an amazing picture, I thought to myself. And so I was like, oh, thank you. I actually like kind of hate it. And then they said, to be fair, and please don't take this the wrong way, I could see why. But I love that it doesn't look filtered or deliberately angled or whatever.
Oh my God.
Then he said, you still look wicked cute, but it seems real. And so it just was interesting.
Oh my
so
God.
I that person will be listening. And I'm so, I am totally kidding. This is commentary on my own psychosis and not your wonderful compliment, truly. But it is like so hard to It's just so hard. It's just so hard to be aware of yourself and just keep moving through life with any awareness of yourself. It's like, oh my God, like I'm this thing moving through the world, like with the sound coming out of me and like, you know, thinking I'm funny. It's like so disgusting.
But you're so funny. It is tricky because like there are objectively good and bad pictures of people. And so sometimes like if your friend shows you a picture and it's like, look how this is. You're not gonna be like that. Like I'm like always like, should I be like, no, it's actually good, or should I be like, that is a like you are making a funny face or something?
I don't know. I know it's such an impossible situation to be in. Like it's just such a when it's someone's like, it's such an impossible situation to be in because also everyone wants their pictures to look a different way, and it is a little bit subjective. Also, it's like I've been in phases of my life where I've had a picture. I had a picture that was quote so bad of me that I showed my therapist to prove to him that I was unattractive, and. And I recently looked at it and it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just like when you're so close to it. So it's just hard to exist or something. I don't know. It's hard to look at yourself. It's hard to
exist or something.
But I don't know. Now I feel like I'm being so bad, like stupid.
No,
so.
Everything you're saying is like the most relatable thing ever.
But anyway.
Yeah, last night, like I got Girlfriend of the Year award last night because I picked Brian up from the airport, which is something you do in a 90s movie.
Yeah.
And I picked him up and I even brought like leftover pizza with me. So I was like, maybe he'll be hungry. Maybe my king will be hungry. And then he got back, and of course the first thing I say is I'm like, do I look skinnier? And he's like, doesn't say anything because he's like, there is no good way to answer that. Like,
yeah.
I wish you would have said yes, but if he said yes, I'd be like, so you thought I was really disgusting a few weeks ago. You thought I was bigger. Not disgusting. Bigger. Whatever. This is all my mental illness. Don't care about me.
No. It's hard. I just want to be
a beautiful actress. I don't care about being beautiful. Well, I'm going to be beautiful with whatever size I am, but I just want to be I just love being an actress. It's so fun.
I don't know if I love being an actress, though I do think that I recently decided I wanted to really fight for a certain role, and so I'm going to fight for it. What a stupid sentence. I arrive in less than a week. I arrive on Tuesday. I'm so...
You're going to like it here in LA because I've got a special Keurig that is
Oh, good.
Special.
Because, you know, I need to stop having...
Every morning, here's what's going to happen. Every morning, you're going to pop into the main house, make yourself a little Keurig cup, and go on your merry way, and you're going to be so happy.
I need to stop having Celsius. Something's going on because even on my easiest of runs, you know, I've started...
It doesn't work on me.
I've started training again. And, you know, I'm doing most runs in the morning. I'm living right by... I'm living right by Van Cortlandt Park, which is like honestly a textbook perfect running location.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It has everything you need. It has like hilly loopy trails that I used to race on like every week in high school and it was my conference championship race at college. And so there's lots of memories. And then there's just like a mile and a half kind of flat gravel loop for like, I did like a tempo on it yesterday. There's a track and there's a long long paved uninterrupted trail that goes up to literally upstate New York. Like it's like 15 miles long.
That sounds
so that's good for a long run. So it's the only thing that's like a little bit blah is like it's a little under 2 miles away and the run there is a little bit annoying with like lights and stuff, but it's not terrible. But anyways, something's going on where, you know, I'm on my second week back of training. Last week was just easy. This week we'll have a, you know, what I call base workouts, like workouts that aren't super taxing, but they just start building something. And mileage is pretty high, but something's going on where when I'm running easy, like so easy, like literally I actually physically couldn't run easier if I tried, like I would just be walking at that point. My heart rate is like skyrocketing so high. Like today it was actually insane. I was like, it's going to be a local gay runner dies of heart attack. Like what was wrong with him? And so I'm like, I can't figure out, but I'm like, it could be a couple things. It could be, I don't think it's dehydration because I've been drinking so much water. It could be a little bit of overtraining because I am like pushing it a little. It could be my Celsius I drink before I go, or it could be underfueling because I have been probably underfueling a little bit. And that's,
you need to fuel, sweetie.
I know. It's such a tricky balance.
I haven't gone to the bathroom in so long. And you know what I mean?
Really?
That.
Yeah.
I've been too.
You need to take Pure for Men.
I know. Well, I had this special pill I got on sale at Erewhon, LOL. But I ran out.
A pill you got on sale. It was fiber?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know.
I'm
sad about what I chatted you about.
I know, but that's fine. I just think you aren't built for that, but you keep
doing it. I am. I am, because I have to be. Because I want to be, because I like it.
you know, so many people have reached out and been like, who's the garden?
What's the I know, garden? Everyone's asking. Oh, the garden came to my little get together.
Oh, how was that? How is the garden acting?
I love the garden.
How did the garden taste?
I don't think anyone tasted the garden that night.
Yeah, yeah, good, good.
I've actually never had a party where I talked to, where I talked less to everyone there. Like, it was just so sporadic. It was so.
Yeah, I can't believe you like fully had a party.
Yeah,
but you saw Meg last night. That's so nice for two nights ago.
Oh my God. On Monday. Yeah, Monday night. It was heaven on earth. I finished work and she was like, come over to my new apartment. I'm going to order. I'm going to pick up food. Like, tell me what you want. Her new apartment is true heaven. It's the most beautiful neighborhood. It's stunning. Yeah. I mean, she's just the best in the world. Like, I walk in her apartment and I'm just like, we both go fully manic. Can't stop talking for like 3 hours, like just nonstop. I was literally leaving. As I was leaving, I'm like on her steps down to the street and like, we're still so far away, but talking about like the deepest. She's like, and then in my childhood, I felt like, and I'm like, yeah. And my father said to me, we're like literally a mile apart. I'm like, and that reminds me of your, what you said about your mother earlier. And she's like, of course, of course. It's hard to leave her. It's hard to leave my girl.
I love Meg. I hope I see her in LA.
Her new place really was inspiring. I was, and I have to say, you know, I'll be honest. Parts of LA are growing on me. Like, I like driving around in the car.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get back, but I'm, you know,
you know, I understand my friend-
I understand why people like living here. If you like living in the suburbs, then you'll like living here. If you like living an easy, boring life, then you'll like living here.
I do like those things.
I know. I'm describing everything that you like.
But LA, it's not though. It's like, you know,
it's not because everyone is working on their new project.
Yeah. My dear, dear friend, Sam, who I've like grown so close to, who writes on Hacks, who's like very cool, like grew up in Berkeley, like does not have Instagram and don't ask, and like
I met her at the prem.
Yeah you met her at the prem, and she's, you know, really a runner, and she just started running late in life, and like when I met her season one, she was like kind of casually putting together, like just running big mileage weeks, and I was like, wait, you have a huge aerobic base. And so like basically like this season finally we've like decided to work together as a coach athlete relationship. So I've been assigning her workouts, but she says that the air quality is so low in LA and it makes it really, really annoying to run in. Except when I stay at a friend of the podcast, Will Russ's, his area is really nice for running, but none of our friends live there really. Cause
no one lives west because they're like trying to be in pain or something.
Yeah. Well, I guess like,
I feel like if you admit that you live in LA and you live near the beach, like that makes sense. Like you're admitting it, but everyone we're friends with is like thinking they're like obsessed with thinking they're in Brooklyn. So they insist on living far from like everything beautiful. And it's like,
I know, I know, but it's like, but to live in Santa Monica, you have to be kind of like very rich. And also like you have to be, I remember when I was staying there, someone asked me to do their show and I was like, it was in Silver Lake and it was like an hour and a half. And I was like, I can't do it.
I know. No, it's out of town. It's being out of town.
I'm so excited for the BU meet on Saturday. It's the only thing getting me through. It's the only thing getting me through.
I want to be excited about things. Only thing getting me through. Only thing getting him through. It's
what is Caitlin Chewy going to run? Do you think she's going to run under 15:10? It's being paced towards.
I don't know. I keep going back and forth on it because Chewy has such a history of going over and pushing. And I think
she does.
Yeah, I know. I know.
She does.
No. And I think I want to say she's grown and she's matured and she like has the understanding of the pace, but I'm not sure if she'll come out with it on top or if she'll be just under the rug.
Well, you know, in high school, she was head and shoulders above any of her competition, except for one race where someone almost beat her. And she always just ran hard.
Ashley Flowers.
I think it was Sydney Thorwaldson and Taylor Ewart were both running her down when she was going for her third straight national title. She was going up.
They were running her down.
Exactly. But she has learned, like in college, she has learned, she has such aplomb when it comes to racing now that she really has not redlined for almost the entirety of the cross country season. She's stayed with the pack for the first like 4K and just ran a really hard last 2K. So it's interesting to see like if she's going for time, which I think she is, what can she do if she really goes for it? It's going to be interesting. But the
that sounded so newscaster. It's going to be interesting.
It is. Why am I not like running newscast? It doesn't make sense because I have a gay voice probably, and because no one likes running.
Are there any like super?
But people don't understand. What NBC needs to understand when they're hiring their, you know, commenters for these Nyman League meets is that I have 30 loyal listeners that I could bring into the fold.
Oh, and that's a, oh, that's 30 people audience. Would go oof. You know, I did. I did a filter on my Instagram or whatever, my phone, whatever it's called, TikTok. And it was, the filter was called Perfect Nose. And when I put up, cool. I was like, looks the same. Looks the same, I said. Looks the same.
I don't like what, I think what society considers to be a perfect nose is to me not, like, I love a, like, nose.
So you hate my nose.
Yeah, I can't stand your nose.
No, I actually don't. I think from the front, I have, like, a normal nose, but from the side, I love my nose, but I feel like from the side, people don't want what I have with a little bit of curly over. People want to look, like, weird, like, button.
I kind of like my nose. It can be kind of beaky.
I love your nose.
It can be kind of beaky at times, but again, I like a nose that
a
it
strong
has some
nose. I love a strong. So do I. I love a strong nose.
Yeah. Wow. Put it in the Venn diagram.
We love a strong nose.
We love a strong nose.
And when Brian goes down on my pussy, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't hurt to have like a nice big nose in there too.
Totally. You want a nose in your pussy sometimes.
Every girl wants a nose in her pussy sometimes.
The Truth Slates have like done it again with making a really funny new Venn diagram.
It's
like,
I know, it's so good.
How do they find all of them?
They're literally smarter than 20 of us combined. Like, okay, they're actually so smart.
The new one is, okay, the opposites are Kat thinks actors work harder than Olympians. Pat thinks Olympians work harder than actors. No, should have I. Ken with Florida, me. Can't with Florida, you. Doesn't think about robots ever, you. Thinks about robots, me. Would certainly not send emails in the nude, me. Sends most emails in the nude, you. It's so funny. We're both good at winking. We both do a podcast with our friend. We both would die for Avril. We both want to name our daughter Agatha.
That's We're both such a bad. Good name.
We're bad at opening doors with keys.
Choir. So bad at it. It's remarkable.
Choir is sad towards us. We both love in Home Alone when they order pizza before the mayhem. And then I love that Dan Licata is in all of them.
I know. I'm like obviously humiliated. I'm like, not that he has seen it or even remembers who we are for a single second, but our ongoing sexual crush on him, our dual sexual crush on him is, you know.
For me, it's not bad because, like, I'm gay, so it's all just fun and games. For you, hey, it's for me, I'm a home really wrecker. Bad. Yeah, exactly.
I'm destroying my relationship.
In that.
And he's married now, you know.
I know. I think he was when he came on, no.
I don't remember.
Wait.
That was like peak pandemic. Anyways, what are you doing today?
Today I am working at my job. They've started shooting Hack Season 3, which I know I can say because Jean Smart herself pasted it on Instagram.
I saw that. I loved that.
So we're working. It's always like it's always like a different vibe when they're on set because it's like instead, you know, it's you're coming from a place of reaction.
What is it like?
You're coming from a place of reaction rather than proaction of like, oh, we're making this for set. Now it's like they're on set. They're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, how's it going? What do they need? And it's like, it's
how do you feel about the new Eppies?
I think they're really good, but of course, I would think that. But I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm really excited about the third season. I think it's gonna be really good.
I can't wait.
I'm asking
a question that everyone since the dawn of time has asked. What the fuck is my Apple ID?
Oh.
What the fuck is my Apple ID password?
Your comp, I mean, it's crazy. Your comp just has to remember it. My comp has been going through shit. I've been trying not to judge my comp because I don't know what it's going through in its personal life.
I mean,
but my comp
crazy.
Has been fucking up.
It's just funny at this point, like the way the Apple, I even like, what's so crazy is I even like made a little note to save what it said, but when I put in that password, it's like, no, that's not right. I think they change it on you. They change it up.
You know,
anyways,
I mean,
it's cool that Hacks is shooting. So you're working today. What are you doing tonight? What day is it?
It's Wednesday. I'm going to, you know, the premiere of Matt Rogers' special.
Oh, yeah, that's so fun. I wish I could go.
I'm actually really excited for it to premiere because there are like, the songs are so funny, and one of the songs, there's a couple of the songs that I like are regularly caught in my head that I don't have access to.
My favorite is, Rockefeller Center, Ooh,
my favorite is got the jacuzzi running. hottest female up in the land. Oh, my wardrobe is stunning. I'm the who's screwing your man. Mad drippage down my neck. That's my who jewels. Dun, 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 dun. But then I realize they want some Martha Mayhew. Who sex is what I do. Honey, only her who up and who will. Men know if their wives won't, I will. I love that song.
But, is that the one where he wears the wig?
Yeah. He's like Mariah. But
it's crazy. I remember seeing that at the Duplex.
I know, me too. Remember when we were at the Duplex every day of our lives?
I know. We've really come so far and we've done so much.
I'm excited for it to come out too because we took the picture on set.
Now we're just cogs in the Hollywood machine.
We took this picture.
I hope to be a cog forever. I love it here.
I love it.
Not LA in the Hollywood machine.
I love being a cog. I love being a worker among workers. Just an ant in the colony.
I'm just a worker bee.
I love to just with my other workers, bring a big
crumb. I tell my little stories.
Bring my work together with other ants to bring a big crumb to our queen, that type of thing.
I know. Oh, actually, you know, this morning I saw that Io was on the Forbes 30 Under 30, and her comment made me emotional. She was like, thanks for everyone who came to like my basement shows. I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah, truly. Truly.
I love her.
To be fair.
What are you watching? You know, I'm behind on White Lotus. I have
me too.
An episode. Well, I was supposed to go to a screening tonight of the rom-com I did in Mexico, but now I have to work.
Oh, that's fun.
So, but Jonah, I'm going to ask him.
Wait, is that the one that Alexi's in, or is she in the show?
No. Alexi's in the indie movie I shot in the autumn.
Oh.
She came to my party. It was so fun. I'm very curious to see that. I haven't seen it.
An Olympian and a gardener. An Olympian and a garden and walking a garden. To a party.
I don't know if the Olympian and the garden spoke.
I'm sure they didn't. What would they possibly might have, talk about?
The Olympian's very friendly, and so is the garden.
Yeah, but the garden contains multitudes, doesn't it?
The garden. I'm very excited for what the garden's working on professionally.
Oh, I'm curious to hear it.
I'm sorry today that we're and keep all this in. We're being horrible today.
We're dropping out. We're discussing. We're coming back. But wait, I'm really excited for the other reason besides enjoying the wonderful content of the special of Matt's special. I'm also excited because we took a picture on set that I thought I looked quite good in, didn't I? And Matt said, I said, can I post this? And Matt said, not until it comes out. So
now you have that amazing thing to look forward to. Oh my God, guess what's here? My Spotify Wrapped. Oh, I'm scared. I'm jumping in.
I never get that because I do Apple Music to this day.
That's shocking. I mean, no, it's actually not shocking, but it's stupid.
I don't understand.
Something can be shocking. Something can be stupid and not shocking. Wait, where I want to go?
Honest who will up in the land. Oh.
Wait, that's so classic.
What?
That's so classic. It was like, do you want to jump into your Spotify Wrapped? I said yes, and then it froze and went away. How do I jump into my Spotify Wrapped, team? Fresh.
But why is Spotify better?
I don't know. I just love it here.
I've never understood Spotify.
I love it here. What's there to understand, sweetie?
I've never understood Spotify.
Uh-oh. How do I see my Wrapped? Oh, here it is. 2022 Wrapped. But I'm scared. This is sweet. My top song is the song that I sang at my friend's wedding. Because I must have listened to it 100 times to know it. Kathy's song, Simon and Garfunkel. Kind of a beautiful one.
And then right
under that, I'm dying. Right under that is 29 Demi Lovato. Then we have...
I forgot about 29. I thought you were saying Demi Lovato.
29!
I wish
Blink-182... 17 would never cross my mind.
I wish Blink-182 would do a cover of it.
Oh, I'm actually really excited to have this playlist because it reminds me of some ones I was obsessed with earlier.
All right, you know what? I'm doing... Okay, my New Year's resolutions. Apply for Survivor.
Sure.
Do Spotify
from now on. Oh my God, you have to go on Survivor.
Do Spotify from now on.
You have to go on Spotify and get your Survivor Wrapped. I'm joking. I switched it.
And the third thing is all of my resolutions from last year because I didn't accomplish any of them. But wait, guess what?
What were your resolutions? I don't do that. Should I do that?
Look what I did. I'm withdrawing again.
Oh my God, Bujo, baby. That looks stunning.
Oh, I'm still finishing the designer, but you know, candy canes, because I'm basic.
You are so, honestly, just take this compliment. You are so creative and good with your...
I'm not, though.
You're so artistic. Yes, you are.
Joe Mandy, who I work with.
You're beautiful.
You know, I'll doodle a lot. I'll doodle quite a bit.
And yeah, you do your eyes. Your eyes are beautiful.
I like my doodles, but, you know, Joe Mandy, who is a writer on Hex as well, and a very funny comedian, he'll be doodling, and then he'll show his work, and it's, like, literally the most intricate pattern work, like, inked in. Like, it's literally professional. Like, you could see someone selling it in Times Square. And I'm so envious that people could really do that. I can't really do that. I don't have a steady enough hand. And I don't have, like, ideas of design.
I'd love to see some of his work. The Hacks Writers Room should do a gallery show of all their Zoom doodles.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be fun. Actually, that'd be a great... Oh, I'm a genius. You know who's a great artist? Aristotle, who I adore.
Oh, yeah. I don't know him very well, though. I met him in Austin, didn't I?
Did you?
Yes. Very briefly.
But I wasn't there. I didn't know him yet.
You might have been. It was when remember that night we were like coming back from something with Grace and Michaela, and we like kept taking those pictures in the street and saying it was a core memory. And then we came back into the hotel. But we were like, there was some drama at the front door. Or we were trying to order Domino's or something, but it was hard for us somehow.
That sounds it sounds exactly like us.
And then Andrew just moves and Aristotle were there and we said hi.
Really? I have no memory of that. Anyways, he's an amazing artist and that's all I was going to say.
But if I said, like, I'm saying I know him and you're like, I don't think so, it makes me think like you mentioned me and he didn't like know me.
No, he does know you and he's actually a fan of you because his writing partner, Chris, who I met a few weeks ago, loves us.
Is he gay?
And respects us. Yeah, he's gay.
Is he partner?
I think he's dating. Yeah, I think he's dating around. He's looking for love. And he's really cutie and really funny and sweet.
And he's finally 29.
17 would never cross. I finally got that interval. I finally got it. Ready? 17 would never cross. No, I keep... Oh, fuck me pussy and ass.
Okay, two things. I want to take singing lessons for fun just to see so I could understand what notes are. And my other thing is I want to take those dancing lessons because I know you saw the Zach Zucker.
Zach Zucker, yes. I want to go, but I don't want to be filmed. But I want to go. Well,
it will seem like I'm copying, which I am, but I also am like really like...
We should go with him. He would love it. It'd be so fun. Yeah, I don't know if my body moves that way, but those classes look so fun.
I know.
It's like
yeah. And my
dad really wants to take classes like that. Like he's been saying for years he calls it hip hop classes. He really wants to do that. And last year for Christmas, He wrote hip hop classes on a piece of paper. And then I texted my dad a few weeks ago being like, oh, I got your gift. I hope you like it. And he goes, it's certainly got to be better than the fake hip hop classes Charlie never got me. The hip hop class IOU I never received.
That is so funny.
Spa day. Spa weekend. It says as if it's like $2,000. It's such a little brother thing to do.
It's so relatable. One time when we were little, one of my younger sisters was like an age where she like knew about Christmas, but didn't like, you know, she was a young child. And my older brother, who always were like, she was like, he's like the next one older than her. So they're always like, you know, you never know with them what way they're going to go, especially when they're younger in it. And so she just like found things around the house and like wrapped them up and like gave them to
us.
That is so cute. You know, like I was like 17. So this random ass girl gives me like a wrap.
How old was she? Know?
She was probably like 3 or something.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, so she was 3, then I would have been like 13. So yeah, maybe that. Yeah. So maybe I was 13, she is 3. So if I'm getting like, you know, she's wrapping me up like a spoon, I'm like, cool, thank you. And then, but then like we were all so nervous. It was like time was stopping it was so sweet and innocent. And like, you know, my older brother was only 2, it was like 5 at the time. And we're like, and she like gave him like these truly a pair of scissors wrapped up. And
when you said what that, well, that was what she did, I was like, I was picturing a pair of scissors wrapped up.
And it was just like time stopped because we were like, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? And he was like, thanks.
Oh my god, I once threw a fit at a family Christmas party because someone gave me like a book and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, one time
I'm wearing sexy underwear but in no pants.
That feels cool.
Whoa, you're turned on.
I there's a scene in Late Lois, this isn't a spoiler, I'm like half an episode behind, where like the hot British guy, who I'm actually not attracted to really
I am,
pause for a dramatic effect, but for me, I'm so into the sun.
No surprises there, really.
I'm really
yeah.
into the sun, and I'm really the into sun, both the I'm really knows. Into Aubrey's boyfriend and Aubrey's obviously and like Aubrey's
oh
friend.
I'm sorry I'm 100% with you. Sorry, Aubrey's husband is a British actor, so I thought that's who you were talking about.
Oh, I'm very...
I agree. I'm not attracted to the Love Island contestant, is what you're talking about.
Wait, is he really a Love Island contestant? No, but he...
No,
like,
but that's just like
yes,
his...
1,000%.
His archetype, as if you yeah, will. You no, when really he showed up, I was like... I was in heaven last episode. I was like, this is... Oh, and just watch... It's so real, like, watching Hailey Lululemon talk to choose him over the nice guy. I'm like, this is yeah. classic.
A classic. And then
my dad was saying the funniest things about White Lotus, but I will repeat them.
But wait, I was gonna say that it was just really relatable because it was, I mean, he says to that girl, like the blonde girl, he's like, I put on, I changed my underwear for you, my nice sexy pair. Mm-hmm. And it's like so true that like when you put on like underwear for someone, it's like so true.
Well, I haven't done that in so long. You know what I love too? I love when he comes back to the table and he's like, did you miss me?
Yeah. He is hot, movie. I guess. You see his, do you see the episode where you see his butt for like an hour? There's an episode where you see his butt for like fully an hour.
You're spoiling.
No, that's not a spoiler. It's just a butt.
You know, sometimes my dad calls me spoily because I'm a little spoiled brat.
I hate people that don't get how to, I hate people who like don't get how to not spoil, like in terms of like, there's things you can say and then there's things you can't say. And
well, those are people who might not be in writer's rooms professionally. They might not understand stories.
No, since I was a young child, I've known how to not spoil and to, you know, tastefully.
That's because you've been a storyteller from day dot, mate.
From day dot.
You know, I want to shout out something. I got the most.
I've been a storyteller from early days.
I want to shout out something. There, the most amazing woman who worked on the Indian Invaded French Italian would always wear this incredible hoodie on set. And I finally said, where is that hoodie from? I need to get it. And I saw it and it was a little pricey, but then I couldn't stop thinking about this hoodie. I couldn't. So I finally got it and I want to shout it out. It's this amazing New York based designer, Helena Eisenhart. Go to their website and they make these stunning hoodies and you can choose what color studs and what color hoodie you want, and they have these like bedazzled.
Oh wait,
like,
can you actually hold it up? Because I actually do want to see it.
It's actually stunned. Yeah.
Not to be subscribing.
It has like this on the sleeve, and it's like kind of.
Oh cool! Not to be subscribing to gender, but does she make men's or just like generally women's or what? Are they all?
I think both. I haven't looked at the website extensively. I think it's like for both.
Okay, I only ask for sizing purposes.
Yeah, I got an XL hoodie because I wanted it big, and I actually could have gotten even bigger because I wanted it like, really big.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I went
there. You would actually look really cute in this. Maybe I'll get you one for Christmas.
I went to,
Should we get each other Christmas presents, or was that, have we ever done that before?
We've never done it. We could do it.
We don't have to.
I can't think of what to get you. A spa day. Hip-hop classes. I give you like a big
let's get each other
just
something
like
written down.
A coupon book size thing of like IOUs of experiences.
You got me a birthday present.
Wait, did I tell you I saw Wicked again with my youngest sister?
Yeah, but you know what's amazing is I still never bought in 2018. I said I was gonna buy you some clothes for your 30th birthday and I still haven't.
It's so real, like giving people IOUs. It's like
I know, it's like we'll go, we'll do this fun day, and it's like okay.
You just have to not. It's so tempting to want to do that when it's time to like pick out a gift for someone, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, you just have to resist it because you just never do it. You know what I mean?
Resist,
bot.
Hey, oh my god, bot. Allison sent us her Spotify Wrapped.
Oh my god,
yours makes sense. Yours is good. Oh, I love Lily Allen. I love her so much.
I don't know if I know her.
littlest things that take me there. I know it sounds strange, but it's so true. I'm really, can y'all please buy, if y'all have ever heard of someone living in England, can you tell them to get tickets to my tour? Because there's some random ass places and I'm scared that no one's going
to
come.
I know, but sometimes in my experience touring, it's like, sometimes those are the funnest shows because you have to like really? Win them. Well, you have to win them over in this way that's really freeing. And it's like.
Totally.
And even it's if like, yeah. Even like, but the funnest to me is like when it's someone, it's like you could tell these people aren't into it just off the bat, like in terms of like, and you have to kind of, and you
totally,
there's almost a rebellious streak in me that comes out where I'm like, so I obviously like, you hate being here, huh? And like, then I, you know, and sometimes they like it and sometimes they don't, but either way, it's fun.
Yeah, actually, the first, when I did a show in Brighton this summer, I walked on and I could tell they were a little bit like, what's happening to us? But then
yeah,
they came around and it was actually fun. All these amazing like drunk British mums, if you will. When I, oh, who the hell are you? Oh my God. I love that vibe.
Wait, did I
tell
you? I made
it really hot in here and I need to make it cooler. Cooler.
Did I tell you about the Google review at the Fort Collins Club?
No, hit it.
Oh, it was iconic. I'm going to hit it and quit it. But it was well, for one, like the people opening for me were actually two hysterically funny women. One was a lesbian and one was a trans woman, so funny. And then me. And so then someone left on a Google review like that she thought there should have been at least one just normal person.
No.
One just normal person. I agree.
Just like, normal.
Or she said, if there's not going to be anyone who's just normal, then you should tell people when they buy tickets. Like, there's not going to be anyone just normal. That's what she said. And then, so I want to find her. I just sent her the book, Normal People. Because I'm going to say, I think you would really like this book.
That is amazing. Who are you most jealous of in this life?
Oh, God. That's a really good question.
It is. Because once I actually think about it, then I'm like, well, at the end of the day, love, I would still choose me.
So I don't know if I would choose me, but it's, I'm comfortable answering it because it's definitely not anyone I'm near or like close to me, but who am I the most jealous of?
Life do I want?
You know, sometimes I could be very quite jealous of Andy Cohen, and I'll say, because I would love that job. Yeah, that'd
be a fun gig.
Yeah, I get very jealous of him sometimes. Who else might I get jealous of?
Jealous.
I don't know. Then I'll get jealous of like someone like Theo James, where it's like, what is it like to look like that? You know what I mean? Like,
I know. What could it possibly be like?
Yeah, like you're just, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah,
I get jealous of like, well, you don't want to be too famous because then you can't like go walk down the street, which I wouldn't like. I'd like to get stopped by some people, of course. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think.
I wonder if I would like being straight.
I don't think you would.
Well, it's hard to know if I would. They seem to love it, straight guys. They love what they do.
They're so guarded and like, I don't know. I feel like you can be an old gay man and have like the most fabulous life. If you're an old straight man, you kind of just like sit in your house.
I know. Not your dad who's taking hip-hop. He's taking hip-hop classes.
Well, I want to get him out there. I want to get him out there. I want him. He would love it. I think straight people, when they get old, like, they just kind of watch TV and go to bed.
I know, but that is, like, what I like, huh?
Huh. Maybe we can swap.
But with gay, there's almost, like, this...
Do you wish we could enter each other's bodies for a day?
I guess. Like, I
what's wrong with my body? Too soft?
No. Any, I body
tits too big, waist too snatched,
body swapping in general. Body swapping in general is hard for me. I guess with a woman is, whatever. I don't know. I'm like, what am I talking
lately
about?
I've been feeling like I'm so such a powerful sexual entity.
Oh, that's so good to feel.
By the way, everyone's telling me the bump in my hand is called a ganglion cyst, and I need to. This is two people have said this phrase to me. You need to quote hit it with a textbook. First of all.
Do not.
Honey, I just got a Kindle. And two, I'm not going to smack my hand until it bursts.
It's textbook. That doesn't sound like sound medical advice.
Let Spotify wrap it up and go into
the Oh, God. Okay. I wasn't even thinking about this all the time. Do you happen to have one for chance? Mine will just be Van Cortlandt Park, which is a wonderful training ground. And I've been enjoying training there so much. My question is because not my heart, which keeps working too hard. And I have to say, girl, don't work too hard.
Mine's not my heart either. Too sensitive, frail. My crush of the week. Oh, say, can you see? What if I was like, this great country? No, my crush of the week, yeah. I have to say, is the amazing car that my cousin lent me. It's a beautiful Cadillac SUV. I think it's called an X4 or something. And I've been driving it all around Los Angeles. And I love her. And we're really close. And she has a seat heater. And also the seat buzzes when you're about to hit something. So I go, oh, I'm going to nut.
Oh my God, that's cool.
Anyways, that's my first week is my little car because she's treating me right. Do you feel hot today?
It's an interesting question because like I felt so powerless on my run to like to calm myself down or something. I felt so like not fit. But then I will say like I did wear like because it was like it was such a strange temperature. It was like 41. So it's like I don't want to wear pants in 41, I'll get hot. I don't want to. So I ended up wearing long sleeve shirt, half tights. And tucked the long sleeve shirt into the half tights, and it was kind of rainy, so I wore a running hat. And so sounds I was miserable. Kind of I do like running in the rain sometimes, but I did feel kind of hot when I saw myself in like the store windows. You know what I mean?
Love that. Remember, I'll never forget the emotion. Oh my God, the emotion I felt when I saw you running in Dublin.
Oh yeah, that was like a week I was really having a high heart rate because I wasn't sleeping.
That was so chaotic. I was like turning a corner and like some man sprints into me and the man, you're wearing blue.
I wish that part, I mean, that's my other crush of the week is that park I used to run in Dublin for those like
Phoenix Park.
For what felt like 9 years that we lived there.
I want to go back.
Remember when I accidentally posted the menu from that noodle place yeah. like on my C treatment.
I remember it so vivid. It was the most lop thing ever.
What is wrong with me?
No, but remember it happened to me when I tried to post about the New Yorker blurb and half the photos didn't load. It's like, it's just this podcast is sort of this entity that is haunted by technological yeah. failure.
Yeah. Do you feel hot today?
I felt hot when I was getting railed and I actually looked in the mirror. There's a big mirror next to the bed and I looked so, I was getting fucked from behind. And I made an effort to I got up enough so like my stomach wasn't like flat on the bed so I could see like space. And so I could see the shape of my tits and stomach and ass.
Perfect.
I was like, damn, I look really good. It was perfect. Yeah. But I'm gonna be honest, looking at myself on this Zoom, I know that like whatever guy commented that I looked ugly is gonna be back and he's gonna have a lot more to say.
Oh my God, bust it.
Because I look hideous right now, but it's okay.
You should DM him like the video of you like getting fucked from behind with your with the shape of your tits.
The shape of my tits in the light. Anyways, I would say even though on the Zoom I don't look hot.
And are you mad at me at the end of the day?
No, I feel bad because I was late.
Were you glad that I pushed it back or like annoyed that I pushed it back? Oh, good.
No, I was glad because keep in mind it was an 8 a.m. LA store, which was a bit early.
I knew that and I was like, that's good, but I was like, but what'll be a thing where she like set her alarm and wake up and now it's like, oh, and now I've been doing it and now I can get back to sleep. I wasn't sure.
It was the perfect amount of time to have sex, to be honest. Yeah,
I love that. I tried to do that.
Yeah. Well, the one time remember when you stopped me from getting my nut?
Yeah.
So you gave it back to me. You gave it back to me. You gave my comeback for Christmas. Yeah. Okay, you guys. Well, here's what's going to happen, you guys. We're going to sign off now, you guys. And we're going to have an episode. We're going to do another episode. And actually, you're going to not believe this. You're not going to believe this. We're actually going to have a guest soon.
I know.
We finally getting our act together. We're having an actual live
person
who's going to make sense on the podcast. It's going to be huge for our
never
fans.
Never been done.
Thank you for all the support. And we love you. We laugh you. We live you. Slay. Bye. Every day. Rose. Day. Bye. Treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment.